A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Hello, welcome to the Boss Babe podcast. I am excited, you guys. I just made the best coffee ever and I'm sitting down. We're just going to do a solo today. We're going to have a conversation in the coffee. I'm so specific about how I like my coffee. So in this coffee, I have organic purity coffee. It's the same coffee that I've drank for years. I get the whole bean. My coffee machine is actually broken right now. I normally use a Jura. It's broken right now. So I'm doing a French press. So I ground the beans, did a French press with reverse osmosis water with minerals added in. I'm telling you, I'm very extra. This is not a basic coffee. So we did that. I added in some colostrum and some collagen. I frothed up some raw milk. Is it still raw if you heat it up and froth it? I think it is. I don't know. Not fully raw, I guess. I don't know. Maybe someone can correct me on that. But froth that up. It's in. It tastes so good. And I was just sitting here drinking it like, you know what? I feel like I have a lot to say. So let's just turn on the microphone and let's catch up. So where are we at? We are in it. We are in such a good flow right now. Oh my goodness. Things are just really, really flowing. I'm so glad. I think I told you guys over the summer, our nanny left, our nanny quit. So we have been looking for childcare and we've just taken it really slow. It wasn't something we wanted to rush into. We had family fly over, my cousin and my sister-in-law, who actually both work at Boss Babe. So their bosses were very flexible. Thank God. They flew over to support us and we've just been taking it really slow. We found incredible childcare for Noemi, which feels really, really great. I love knowing that she is spending time with someone that she really enjoys spending time with. So that's been great. And we have just been full steam ahead. Let me just give you a download of everything that's been going on. So we just finished up the Tulum Life Reset Retreat. That was last week. It was the most magical, incredible retreat you can possibly imagine. The whole goal was to help everyone take a full reset and get their entire lives and business organized while really indulging in self-care and transformational practices. The goal was accomplished. Every little detail of this retreat was thought through and perfected. Like, I asked every single person's favorite morning beverage and we imported every possible ingredient that people needed in so that they would have it to wake up to. We just, every little detail you can imagine, we thought through. We made sure that everything they were eating throughout the entire day was so nourishing. We brought in some incredible, powerful people to host sessions in the evening. I was hosting sessions throughout the whole day, but we made sure we baked in some breaks so they got to spend time relaxing by the pool, by the beach, going out and grabbing coffee, croissants, whatever they wanted to do. It just flowed so perfectly. And the transformation in that home, we were in the most beautiful home. It was absolutely stunning. It was like a full compound, had 10 rooms, 8 of them all had their own pools. Like, it was the most luxurious, beautiful experience ever. We will probably open enrollment for next year's retreat soon. So if you are interested, drop me a DM. Just let me know because I normally like to have a conversation with everyone, anyone that's coming, just to make sure you're a really good fit and that it'll be really good for you. So I have conversations with everyone first. So drop me a message if you're interested anyway. So that was great. And then I've also been full steam ahead with the brand new society, the next level of society that's coming, which is basically your entire life and business operating system. So I've been filming all of the curriculum, just putting the final touches on the beautiful templates and then getting everything migrated onto our brand new platform. And it's just coming together in the most incredible way. Like, I cannot tell you how proud of this product I am. I think it's the best product I have ever created. And I'm proud of all my products, but this one, it's all me. And that feels really, really great. Like, it's all me. It's everything I wanted to create. And I've gotten to just pour all of my energy into this one thing and focus in this one thing, in this one area. And it's coming together so incredibly strong. So monthly enrollment's actually now closed to the society. I told you guys this moment was going to come. annual membership is going to be closing soon as well. So once it closes, when we reopen, it will be double the price. And you might not even be able to join monthly. It might just be annual. We're working out the details now because there's so much value in there. I don't want to charge like the mastermind level fees that I know this kind of curriculum is worth and community is worth, because I really, really care about this membership being super accessible. And at the same time, I don't feel like opening monthly right now is feeling aligned. I might change my mind, but right now it looks like annual. So if you want to get in for 50% off, this is the time to get in. Please don't sit on this, because I had so many people sitting on monthly, like the tab was open for days and they were like, I'm going to do it. They didn't do it. And then doors closed and they were absolutely devastated. And I was like, no, I knew this was going to happen. So please hop in if it's something that you've been considering. It's just bosso.com/membership. You can jump in there. So that has been going amazing. I'm so excited to get it launched. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is maybe a little on the controversial side. So, okay, this came up for me because it's something that I've been feeling and thinking for a pretty long time. And to be honest, it's even caused rifts in some of my relationships and friendships. So I haven't really like talked about it a lot because I'm feeling like, okay, am I the only one feeling like this? And I was listening to Stephen Bartlett's podcast, The Diary of a CEO, which, by the way, I love that podcast. It's so great. And Nick Cannon was on, such a great inspirational episode. He just seems like such a kind human being. And I really enjoyed the episode. The two of them were great. And they said something on that episode that resonated so hard with me. And I thought, wait, so I'm not the only person that feels like this. And what they said was, your network is not your net worth. Your network is not your net worth. How many times have you been told this? I mean, I think we even had Boss Babe quotes saying this. So holding my hand up, guilty. And I have been feeling so different. So it kind of started for me when I was like, we're going really, really honest here. So when I was living in LA, I often felt like I was getting invited to so many events, like so many events, so many times during the week. Like I was booked and busy all the time. And what it meant was I had so many surface level relationships, but I wasn't able to take the time to really pour into deep friendships and connections and community that I wanted to. And I found that quite difficult. And there was always this sense of like, oh, well, you know, you need to go along to these things. You need to be networking. You need to be meeting people. LA is the place to do it. And I had some conflicts with people around this because to me, I just didn't want to be doing that. I am a very introverted person. Like, yes, when I go to an event, I can be extroverted, but that's not what charges me up. And on this podcast, what they were saying was actually your network isn't your net worth. You being so freaking incredible at what you do, that's your net worth. And you don't even need to network at that point because people will find you. People will seek you out. If you are slaying in your own lane and you are doing your thing to the best of your ability and you are crushing it, you're getting your name out there without needing to be in any rooms. People are going to seek you out. People are going to find you. People are going to know about you. And Nick Cannon was saying, it's not about who I know, it's about who knows me. And that just really, really resonated with me because I am the kind of person that declines almost every single invite. And not because I want to be rude by any means, not because I don't want to meet people, not because I don't want to be in the rooms. I just prefer to spend my time with my family and my community. Like I prefer to spend my time with people that I can really get to know on a deep level and build relationships with. So instead of going to events and seeing 10 people one time, I'd rather see one person 10 times.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So If you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
I really would rather build community than a network. And I don't know, I feel like that's pretty controversial to say, because I feel like a lot of people talk about get in the rooms. And yes, I agree, being in a community with people that are doing incredible things and can make introductions for you and can really support you and cheerlead you on, I think that's incredibly important. But why don't we focus on doubling down on our community? And those people can be in our community, but let's double down on the relationships we have, because it's not just about, oh, this person can introduce me to this person. This person knows this person. This person has this many followers. Like, trust me, I've heard conversations like that, and it has caused rifts in some of my relationships, because I'm like, I don't give a shit. I really don't care how many followers that person has. That doesn't make me want to go to that event. I'd rather be with my baby, or I'd rather be at my friend's house with our babies, or having coffee and dropping in and talking about, how are you really doing? How are you actually feeling? How can I support you? How can I show up for you? Versus, hi, what do you do? What do you do? How many followers do you have? What are you working on? Do you know what I mean? And I don't want this to come across in a bitchy way. I'm not in any way saying that this is wrong. I'm just saying, if there's anyone else out there like me, I hope this resonates with you, because I've been feeling like I didn't even want to say this out loud, because I'm like, oh my goodness, is being this introverted like a downside? Should I just force myself to go to more events and do more networking and all the things? I remember when I was leaving LA to move to Austin, you know, some people had said to me, that's a mistake. This is where the network is built. This is where everyone is. You're not going to have that in Austin. You know, it's better for business to be out here, all of the things. And to me, I was like, I don't care. Like, I want to be out in Austin with my community, with friends that I can really build true deep friendships with on such a deep level, and really lean into community. And that's what I've done. And that feels so much better to me than just having a load of acquaintances. I'd rather have people that I can go deep with, that I know have my back and I have theirs. And that's the power of community, whether you're cultivating it online or, you know, actually in person in your neighborhood, in your city. That is the power of community. That's a big reason that I started CEO Mama. Yes, there's a lot of big names in there, but it's not about that. It's not about, what are you doing? Who can you introduce me to? What can you help me with? It's, how can I be there for you? How can we build a really incredible relationship so that we become friends, not acquaintances? So we become actual friends and can support each other through these seasons, because it is challenging. And entrepreneurship, being ambitious, being a parent, all of the things, all of the seasons come with their own challenges. And if we're not careful, we can do so much networking and create so many surface level connections that deep down, we actually feel incredibly lonely. And we don't feel like we've got that person we can call when shit hits the fan. We don't feel like we can be really honest about how we're doing because we worry, well, how will that person perceive me? Will I be kicked out of the group if I'm not, you know, seemingly achieving all the things and doing all the things? We can feel incredibly lonely. And so I really want to put this out there to anyone that resonates with this. Find your community. Don't join 10. Don't join 10 communities and go surface level with all of them. Find a community of your people and find those people in it that you really resonate with and go deep with those people because that is worth its weight in gold. It really, really is. Those are the people that are going to hold you accountable, that are going to support you and really see you through the different seasons. And I know for myself, I personally don't get FOMO when I'm not at an event. And I know someone that does, that gets a lot of FOMO. Like, why wasn't I invited? Am I not cool enough? Do they would not want to have me there? What am I missing out on? Are business deals being done in that room? I personally don't feel like that. If the thoughts come in, which of course those thoughts come in, if the thoughts come in, I have a real conversation with myself. Natalie, let's be real. You know that you would rather do bedtime with your baby, sit down with your husband, drop in and connect and go to bed early. Like, you know, that's what you want to do. So why are you having FOMO? So whenever the thoughts come in, that's how I will have that conversation with myself. Or, okay, you're having these feelings. You're feeling like you're missing out or you're being left out. What is it about that that is hard for you? Is it because you feel lonely? Is it because you feel like they have a connection that you're craving having? Is it because you feel like they're all supporting each other and you don't have that in your circles, your community? And so I really think about it from that lens to think about, what do I need in my life that's going to really support me? And if I'm feeling a certain FOMO or left out or anything like that, what is it saying about the place in my life that I'm at? And just having those honest conversations, because not every single one of us in business is an extrovert. Yes, we might be on social media all the time, but it doesn't mean that we're extroverted, especially for me. You know, I'm on social media a lot and I love being in rooms and meeting people. Like, I really want to emphasize this. I love people. I love meeting people, but it's not how I want to spend all of my time. I want to be really focused with my time. I want to prioritize getting amazing things done at work. I want to prioritize really dropping in deep with my online community that I have spent so long building. I want to pour into them. I want to really spend time with my husband and my baby. And I want to spend time with my friends who I know are my friends because they love me, not because they love my accomplishments, not because they think about what they can get from our friendship. That's who I want to spend time with. I want to spend time with my family. My actual family who I love spending time with, I want to create more time for them. And if I say yes to every single networking event, every single dinner, then actually I'm saying no to what I really care about. And that doesn't feel good to me. That doesn't feel in alignment to me. So feels good just to get that off my chest, just to have a bit of a rant. Your network is not necessarily your net worth. And I'm not saying it doesn't help because it definitely does. But I will also say, let me share this. Let me be super candid with you, all right? I have kind of always felt like this. Like, I've always felt pretty introverted and I've just done my own thing. I've just really focused in my own lane, doing what lights me up, working on things I care about, spending time with people that I love. And I wasn't necessarily out there doing all the networking, making all the connections. But because I focused so hard, I got my business to a point where a lot of people started to learn about it and hear about it. And I was getting invited into masterminds that I'd seen on social media and thought, oh, I would never get invited to that for like the next decade. And I started getting invited into those rooms. And going into those rooms, I was like, yeah, I want to do this. Those people seem amazing. Going into those rooms, I have built some incredibly deep friendships. Now, I've built acquaintances with everyone in the room, but I've built deep friendships with, say, a handful of the people in the room. So I chose to go deep with like a handful of those people. And that's been my preference. But also that came to me because I just worked my butt off and then people kind of noticed me and were like, oh, maybe we should invite Natalie in. Like, I think she would enjoy this. We're very similar. It's not because I spent my time networking in all the circles and like trying to get an invitation. I was not trying to get an invite. I was doing my own thing. I was not reaching out to anyone saying, how do I get in those rooms? I literally was like, how do I just do me the best that I can possibly do me? How can I live out my purpose? How can I get towards my goals? How can I stay consistent and really push forward? And I think that helped me get invited into those rooms so much more than like that energy of like, how do I, and thinking so much about that and putting my energy so much towards getting the invite that I actually didn't put my energy towards building something that I'm really proud of. So I think there's so many different ways that we can do all of this. There's no one set way. And so for those of you listening who aren't extroverted, who are introverted and actually feel like, you know what, beyond my family and my business and my self-care and my friendship circle, I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to going to all the networking events. Great. Let this be your permission slip, but I don't think it's going to slow you down. I do not think it's going to hold you back. I think what's going to hold you back is not being prioritized and focused on the right things. I think that is the thing that will hold you back so much more than getting in all the rooms. I know a lot of people who have spent so much of their time networking and getting in the rooms and knowing the right people that they've actually kind of neglected their own thing, and they don't have their own thing. They don't have that growth that they want to be seeing. And yes, they might have a lot of friends and a lot of contacts, but do they have those deep connections? Do they have a business or a career that's really fulfilling them? Are they prioritizing their time in the right way? And the answer maybe is yes. Maybe that's the path that they're supposed to go down. I just know for me, it's not. And so I heard it on the podcast and I thought, oh, finally, I feel seen. I know it's a little bit on the controversial side. Doesn't mean anything about how I feel about networking. Doesn't mean that I dislike the people that I might be declining invitations to. Again, I love people, but I especially love being in relationship with people that I can really drop in and connect with. That's why it's a big part of why I own an online community. Like, I didn't want to have just this online transactional thing where you buy something from me and then we don't really get to know each other and like you're off doing your own thing. I wanted to build a community so you'll come into my world and we'll stay together and we'll be like, wait, you're doing the same thing that I'm doing. We're on a similar path. We have similar values. Let's collaborate. Let's learn from each other. Let's network within, you know, this container with people that we know we can go deep with. That has been so much more important to me. So it's a big reason I built a community-based business. It's really a big reason I've been building communities since I was about 16. I've always gravitated towards building communities because I really value that. Even my neighborhood where I live in Austin, I have built such an incredible community, and actually so many of them are from the UK, which is so funny that we all are from the UK. So many of us were in LA together and moved to Austin together. And it's been incredible to have this kind of community where we just text each other saying, can I borrow some milk? Do you have any bread? Like, do you want to go around for a walk? Oh, someone says, I'm having a really hard day. Do you guys want to come around and do a play date or whatever? Whatever it is, we have that community. And yes, we support each other with our businesses, but we cheerlead each other no matter what's going on, whether it's a high season or a winter season, we support each other. And so building community and being in community to me has always been important. It's the reason I'll always have a community-based business, whether that's my membership, my mastermind, I'll always do things with other people. I'm very collaborative. I'm not here for the transactional relationships. And I'm not trying to make anyone wrong by saying other people are. That's just not my path. And so if you're listening and it really resonated with you, maybe that's not your path. And I want to make that totally okay. So thanks for coming to my rant. I hope you've enjoyed having coffee together. This has been fun. I will see you next time.